In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of the Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspiration, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man, whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I have not enough space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." Notice how presumptuous this rich man was. He basically assumed that he would be able to enjoy the harvest that he was given. This is a lot like how many consider themselves to be Christians, but yet still give full rein to their passions or their love of the world. Such wickedness is a deep deception that seeks to conceal pride, avarice, lust, drunkenness, anger, swearing, slandering, injustice, and other vices under the fair name of Christian. Have you ever noticed how often you are presumptuous in a similar way when you sleep peacefully in wicked habits, without making any great effort to correct them, believing that God's mercy is available to you under a false presumption of future grace? Do you truly believe that God will forgive you, that you will not die without confession, that you will not be lost for all eternity if you continue to act this way? How often have you told somebody that they need to repent and live a holier lifestyle only to have them refuse to believe you? "God is good and merciful," they reply. "He has not made us to damn us. No man is without sin. We will not die without confession, and a good act of contrition at death is all that is needed." Nothing in our Christian religion is so deserving of condemnation as this diabolical presumption. No one can truly serve God and mammon. You must make a choice today as to whom you will serve. Will you serve God? Or will you serve your desire for a particular and persistent sin? Is there persistent sin or vice in your life that you are not fighting against? Why have you made peace with this? O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, and in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of the flesh and demons by your Holy Spirit, O God, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, all glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.